When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's going to be a while, maybe a really long while, until we hear any fresh music from Dolly Parton.
There's a few things now. My husband passed away. Several things I've wanted to start, but I can't do it. I will later, but I'm just coming up with such wonderful, beautiful, you know, ideas. But I think I won't finish it. I can't do it right now because I got so many other things and I can't afford the luxury of getting that emotional right now.
So what she's saying is she's burying herself in her work besides songwriting because that opens up something that she can't deal with right now.
And it's crazy to think one of the best songwriters in the world can't write music right now.
Well, it's not that she's unable to write music. I mean, what she just said, it's emotionally too taxing on me to continue the music I'm writing. And wow, that could either mean that we eventually, when she's ready, are about to get some intense Dolly Parton music, more intense than usual, or there's a chance we may never hear it.
Yeah, because she just can't.
I can't watch it. I tried. Couldn't do it.
It's too much.
I haven't.
It's overwhelming.
I haven't seen the movie Coco yet because I keep hearing from people. Any dad-son movie that's certainly emotional, I can't do yet. Yeah. 4 years into it, Tam.
I know. It'll take some time. And, you know, one day you'll just make yourself watch one of them. Another good one, by the way, Big Fish.
That's the other one everyone's telling me.
Such a tremendously touching movie, and every son should watch that movie.
I just watched a trailer. There was a trailer featuring the late Michael Madsen, who just passed away last week. His last movie. It's called Mr. Wonderful, I think. He finds out something about his father, and it's a father-son reconnection movie. And I couldn't even watch a trailer.
Sometimes you just got to dive in and watch one and let the emotion flow, and then it makes it easier from then on out.
Well, Dolly doesn't owe us anything.
Nope.
And just heal. Do what you got to do, Dolly Parton. You are loved more than you know. Nothing is better than somebody bringing you free food at work. There's nothing better in the world. Maybe the birth of your child and then people bringing you free food at work.
Especially when that food is tacos from Baja Ricks.
We high five for tacos. That's what we do here. It's John and Tammy's summer of 100,000 high fives. We were back at it yesterday.
My name is Patrick. We're at Madsen Company, San Diego's Estate Liquidators in Chula Vista.
And if somebody doesn't know what that means, what do you guys do?
So we go in and we buy the entire contents of a house, and then we bring it here to our warehouse and sort it, sell it on eBay, Craigslist, OfferUp, Live Here, things like that.
I mean, when somebody, you know, when they have a relative who maybe passes, or maybe their relative wants to move to a smaller place and they don't want the hassle of trying to figure out what to do with a whole giant house full of stuff, this is where you guys come in.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Wow, you have a lot of stuff here.
A lot
I mean,
of stuff. A lot
I can
of cool stuff.
I know
a lot of cool stuff.
Right. I know. I can spend some time shopping. I have to say, when we walked in, I didn't see anyone, so I said hello and and I heard somebody say something. What did somebody say?
I said, is that Tammy?
It is. And what is your name?
Rena.
Now, Rena, you said, we didn't believe him.
We did not believe him at all. But yeah, it was just too good to be true.
Yes,
oh,
to be
wow.
honest. I love that.
What's the whistling? It's like the fifth time I've heard.
Oh, this is a mascot. Oh, we have a mascot.
It's not very nice, so don't get your fingers.
I won't put my fingers there. Hi, CB.
Hi, CB.
It stands for crazy.
Hi, crazy. Crazy bird, right. Oh, she did. She was a bat.
The moral of the story is don't judge a book by its cover, because when we got there, it was like the most unassuming place. Right? Are we even in the right place? It didn't even seem...
Yeah, sure. You're like, are we in somebody else's loading docks?
We walk in kind of hesitantly, hello? And it turns out the nicest people you've ever met in your life, and a really interesting job, and the only foreboding thing about the entire thing was a bird named CB.
Yeah.
Who didn't like people.
No, and especially girls. But we did get some whistles, which was nice.
When I say this place was fascinating, it was fascinating what they had there.
What is the coolest thing you guys have come across when you've been doing this?
I'd say dinosaur bones.
Real dinosaur bones.
Real dinosaur bones.
Wow.
I've never touched a dinosaur bone. When we had them here, people come in, that's the first place I would take them.
Yes.
You need to touch these dinosaur bones.
Right.
Who does that?
That's history. That's amazing.
Dinosaur bones. What happened to them?
They sold.
Okay.
Sold.
What's the market for a dinosaur bone?
I don't remember.
A couple $100?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, that or more.
It wasn't a lot. Right.
The femur was this big.
Well, that's wow. bragging, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's bigger around than your leg. That's incredible.
That's awesome. Well, guys, we have a ton of tacos for you, and you said your drivers are going to be back.
Yeah, they'll be back probably around 1 o'clock.
All right, so they're going to have an awesome surprise.
So we're gonna high five them in absentia, and yes, that counts. We have 100,000 to get,
yes,
so don't
do.
Judge.
Get it.
There you go, man. Thank you.
We'll do an extra one.
Just a delightful day. Mm-hmm. And again, everybody's so much happier when you bring them free food.
I know.
I think the high five might have had something to do with it, but really, let's not kid each other. It was the tacos.
If you'd like us to come see you, you can sign up right now at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Valley Center. Good morning, James.
Morning.
James, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
All right, Tammy, time to take a break.
All right, good luck.
James, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties will go to Tammy. Cool, James?
Cool.
All right, man. Here we go. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday. The Emmys recognized the best work for what?
Movies.
There's a strong speculation that Brad Pitt has had a facelift or two because he looks so youthful these days. A scar has also reportedly been spotted behind his ear. Is Brad older or younger than 60?
Older.
Genie from Aladdin leads a ranking of the best old cartoon characters. Who is the voice of the genie in Aladdin?
Will Smith. Oh, that was
Kim
wrong.
Kardashian reportedly has had a meltdown over all the attention Sydney Sweeney got at the Jeff Bezos wedding because it made Kim realize she's not the, quote, it girl anymore. Sydney is a co-star on this HBO drama that also stars Zendaya. What is it?
Oh, I have no idea.
And finally, The White Lotus was nominated for 23 Emmys. This was the third season of The White Lotus, which is a luxury hotel in various places. Tell me any of the locations any season of The White Lotus was set in.
Las Vegas.
Let's get Tam back in. So, James, what's happening with you today?
Set into work. I'm in the military.
Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate you very much. Tammy, James did just 1 out of 5.
Okay.
The Emmy nominations came out yesterday. The Emmys recognized the best work for what?
Television.
That is right. James went movies, 1-0. There's strong speculation that Brad Pitt has had a facelift or two because he looks so youthful these days. Facelift, or are we just jealous?
I think we're just jealous. That if you look at him, no, he doesn't look like he's had any work. Come on.
Is Brad older or younger than 60?
Ooh, older.
That man is 61 years old.
Hot.
NTS,
fine.
Not too shabby.
He's fine.
James knew that, 2-1 Tam. Genie from Aladdin leads a ranking of the best old cartoon characters. Wow, that's harsh. When Genie from Aladdin is considered old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who is the voice of Genie in Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, the late, great Robin Williams. It's 3-1, Tam. Kim Kardashian reportedly had a meltdown over all the attention Sydney Sweeney got at the Jeff Bezos wedding because it made Kim realize she's not, quote, the it girl anymore. I'm not sure that story is true. I'm tending to think it's not, but I kind of want it to be.
Crying.
I kind of want it to be. Sydney is a co-star on this HBO drama that also stars Zendaya. What is it?
What is the name of that one? Dang it. It's one word, too.
It's called Euphoria. And dads who want to bond with their daughters, don't watch it with them.
Yeah.
It's 3-1 still, Tammy. And finally, The White Lotus, nominated for 23 Emmys. This was the third season of The White Lotus, which is a luxury hotel in various places. Tell me any of the locations any season of The White Lotus was set in.
I believe one was in Italy.
That is exactly correct. Hawaii, Italy, and Thailand. Today, James, Tam beat you by a score of 4-1, so you're not going to get any money from Tammy, at least today, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize, pal.
We're going to see you next week because you're joining us to see Dylan Marlowe, July 24th, the River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, James, have a great day at work. We appreciate you. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm James at Valley Center, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
A dad tossing a baseball with his sons. That is why I love baseball. That's what happened during Monday night's Home Run Derby, part of Major League Baseball's All-Star Week. Seattle's Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby, but who cares about that? He also won $1 million, which Cal cares about that.
$1 million?
Yeah, he crushed it. He was just bomb after bomb after bomb. It was very impressive to watch.
I didn't know that they won that much money. I thought it was just like all for show.
It's a newish thing, and there's newish things about the All-Star break, by the way, which really get on my nerves, but we'll get to that in a second. But here's the heartwarming part, is that Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby. His father pitched to him.
Okay.
His younger brother was the catcher.
Oh, my God.
I mean, can you imagine that dad on the mound?
Best day of his life.
Watching his son win $1 million, hitting home runs, his other son catching. They probably did that in the yard his entire life. And now the yard is just a lot bigger. Isn't that cool?
I think that's the coolest story ever. And the $1 million.
Now, here's what's not cool. The All-Star Game sucks now. That's all there is to it. Listen, I know you're not supposed to take the game seriously. It's an exhibition game.
Yeah.
For a few years, they tried to make the All-Star Game count. And whoever won the All-Star Game, the American League or the National League, got to host the World Series. Got home field advantage.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
It's ludicrous is what it is. Because that's such an important thing that hinges on an exhibition game.
Oh, gotcha.
Thankfully, they stopped doing that and just made it back to what it was. And I might sound grumpy, but you can't really watch the game as a quote-unquote game when they're actually miking the pitcher as he's pitching and talking back and forth to the guys in the booth. This is Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers. During the game, pitching and talking to fellow pitcher, now baseball commentator John Smoltz.
What do you want? Smoltz, what do you want?
Cutter in. Slider in.
I don't throw a cutter.
He doesn't slider in.
Slider.
Cutter.
Son of a...
Gonna make a mess.
That was short.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
All right, what's the count? 2-2? Yeah, this 2-2. Is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of weird for us, too.
Yeah, it's weird for all of us.
I was going to say, it's weird for listening. Like, why?
And then the stupid game ends with a tie. 6-6. So they had a swing off.
Mm-hmm.
And calm down, freaks. It's not what you think. Basically, another home run derby.
Oh,
and,
gotcha.
And the National League ended up winning. It was like, Now, I don't want to sound like I'm hating. I love baseball. Mm-hmm. And I used to love the All-Star game, watching the best of the best mm-hmm. compete. And I also understand adapting to get younger people interested, to speed the game up, you know, spice things up a bit, have some fun.
I don't think miking the pitcher is what it takes, though, to be honest with you.
Good news is the All-Star break is almost over. Our San Diego Padres return to real action on Friday against the Washington Nationals in Washington. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there's a lot of satisfaction in developing ideas into realities, but there's really no secret about our approach. We keep moving forward.
That is Walt Disney. Walt Disney himself in a very freaky story.
This is very strange. Disneyland turns 70 tomorrow, and they have now unveiled a new Walt Disney animatronic where it's a incredibly lifelike. I'll share this on KSON's Facebook page and on KSON's Instagram story so you can see it. I mean, at first, you know, when the animatronic is sitting there talking, you're like, okay. But once he starts moving his hands,
yeah,
it's like, okay, that's kind of creepy.
Disney's no stranger to freaking us out with their animatronics. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hall of Presidents, when I was a kid, scared the crap out of me. All right. Here's more from animatronic Walt.
And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. We're always exploring and experimenting. We're interested in doing things that are fun, in bringing pleasure and especially laughter to people. But I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing that was all started by a mouse.
You just know that when the park closes, he comes alive at night and walks around.
And walks around.
You know he does. That's how real he looks.
But now, this one has a lot more movements than we're used to seeing.
Producer Jessica, what do you know about this Walt Disney animatronic robot guy?
Well, the audio's from the Disneyland TV show, I believe, which was a show that they produced when Disneyland opened 70 years ago to actually finance Disneyland.
Where is it able to be seen in the park?
So you can find Walt Disney at the Opera House. I believe it's interchanging with the Lincoln show.
I've never been in there.
Oh, it's Abraham Lincoln, I think, is freakier.
Okay.
Because the voice is crazy. They actually found a descendant of Abraham Lincoln to do the voice, because obviously there's no recording of him.
It's something I've never, ever, I've walked by a million times.
Yeah. It'll make you cry. It makes you feel very patriotic. They're probably going to go mainly the Walt Disney one for a while, and then they'll interchange in between the two.
Okay, so.
I'm really excited to go see it.
It's freakishly real.
They're also adding today a new verse to It's a Small World.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. Why? Now that's in my head. Why did you even have to say it's a small world?
Do you know what it is?
I haven't heard it yet. They'll be debuting it, I believe, tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's okay. And it was written by one of the original Sherman Brothers right before he passed.
I'm so sick of this song?
Tammy, a lot of people love that song. As a matter of fact, you may have noticed a change in my tone about that because that's one of my girlfriend's favorite rides.
Oh.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. I will say this. It's been years. I mean, years since I've been on It's a Small World. Mm-hmm. And it's overrated. I don't think the criticism is fair.
I agree.
I just know now that we've sang it, 10 o'clock this morning, 1 o'clock this afternoon, 4:30 today, It's a Small World will pop in my head again.
Well, it's effective. It did its job then. That's how I feel about Red Solo Cup. Once I hear it, I can't get it out of my head. And I want to do anything I can to not hear it again. Happy birthday, Disney.
You look good for 70.
Check out Robot Walt Disney, literally the man himself, at the Opera House starting tomorrow. And a brand new verse of It's a Small World. Did anyone ask for that? Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOA. The only time I've seen a show at the Sphere, well, was never. But I was standing outside the Sphere when U2 played.
Yes.
Does that count?
I remember when I was going to visit my Aunt Kathy, who lives in North Las Vegas, and I was taking an Uber from the airport to her house, and we're driving along, and I could see the Sphere, but it was daytime, but it looked so imposing because see the black, you know, of it and not lit up when it's like happy or cool or whatever it's doing.
It's so cool at night. I can't even imagine, and I'm so envious of those who have already gone, and obviously many of you listening have gone to see either Kenny Chesney or U2 or the Eagles play, and good for you, man. That's so great. I want to go so badly to see Zach Brown when he plays this winter.
They're coming in December for just 2 weekends. So if you want to go, you're going to have to jump on tickets because they go on sale here pretty soon. It's going to be a cool experience if you watch. I'll share it on John and Tammy's Instagram stories. You can see the announcement of it. And if that's what the show is going to be like, it's wild.
I have heard so many people raving about what Kenny Chesney did during his time at the Sphere. By the way, Tammy, my girlfriend Sam wants to take you on a girl date to the Sphere.
Okay.
To go see when the Wizard of Oz plays in the Sphere.
I'm in.
I know. That was your favorite movie. So.
I know. I love it. I loved how they announced that one with having the Wicked Witch of the East, her legs and the ruby slipper sticking out from underneath the Sphere. That was really cool.
One of us, however, will be experiencing the Sphere firsthand, and it is producer Jessica.
Oh, please. Don't be that jealous. I have a friend who has invited me to go next weekend to the Sphere to see the Backstreet Boys.
When you say invited you, does that mean that they're taking care of you?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Really belated birthday present.
Oh wait a second! Isn't your birthday in November?
Yeah, so it's super
okay.
Belated.
Okay, well, all right. Okay.
Why didn't they just say this is an early birthday present?
Either way, you're going to see your favorite band from the '90s, Backstreet Boys. I'll tell you, I saw. Because I think they just started last weekend, right?
Yeah, correct. It was last weekend.
I saw a clip of the opening, and I'm not a Backstreet Boys fan at all. I mean, yeah. not ripping on them. It's just not my thing. But, man, I wanted to be there.
It looks incredible. The visuals that they put together for this show and the way I've never seen anything like it. I'm trying not to get too spoiled, but at the same time, I want to see a couple things, and I want to make sure I know where to go and what to do and, like, what I should expect. I'm so excited.
Couldn't tell.
And there's a whole experience before. So they did this for Kenny Chesney, too. Next door at the Venetian, they have an experience that you can go to before the show. And, of course, you know, there's a shopping. Also, they have all these photos places you can take really cool photos. They recreated the TRL set.
Oh, Total Request Live. Wow. I remember
back
that.
In the day. Yeah. And you can take pictures in it. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to go. And my favorite part is my favorite bar in Vegas is doing a specialty Backstreet Boys cocktails for their residency.
Okay.
So I get to go to my favorite bar in Vegas, have some cocktails, and then go to the Sphere.
Isn't it ironic? When you first started listening to Backstreet Boys, you couldn't have a cocktail, and now
there's
a special Backstreet Boys drink.
Well, back then it was like a special lemonade that you had when you were at a Backstreet Boys concert.
You could stay up late.
No way. Mom let me stay up past midnight.
Also, they request when you go to the Backstreet Boys show at the Sphere that you wear white.
Why?
Because they hate me, apparently. I am not a wear white girl because dirt. And I am not.
So don't wear white. You're a free.
But they told me to, John. What am I supposed to do?
My guess is it something to do with some kind of special effect that they're doing that the white will.
Well, the Millennium album. That's what they're celebrating. Is the re-release of the Millennium. They all wore white, and the I Want It That Way video, they wore all white.
Now, wait a second. When you're paying hundreds of dollars, and then they give you a dress code? No, I'm not for that whatsoever. Wear whatever you want to wear.
And, by the way, then you'll stand out. When you're looking at crowd pictures, you'll be able to find yourself.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good point. We're black. Have fun. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go out to Becky, who's in Chula. Hi, Becky. How's it going?
Oh, my gosh. Good. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. So good. Thank you for asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Becky, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to also remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Justin Timberlake was so frustrated by sound issues during a festival gig in the UK that he could be seen yelling at crew on stage. What boy band gave Justin his start? Was it NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, or 98 Degrees?
NSYNC.
Bruce Springsteen says Billy Joel's melodies are better than his. True or false, Bruce and Billy are both from New Jersey?
True.
The Emmy nominations came out yesterday, and HBO's The Penguin had 24 nominations. The Penguin is based on a villain from what superhero's storyline?
Batman.
Genie from Aladdin leads a ranking of the best old cartoon characters. Robin Williams was the voice of Genie, but who played Genie in the 2019's live-action remake of Aladdin?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, and finally, NFL quarterback and notorious jerk Aaron Rodgers was a jerk to some fans at a celebrity golf tournament over the weekend. Aaron is currently the quarterback for what NFL team?
I'm just going to guess the Broncos.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Becky. You're so polite. What are you doing today?
Going to work. I'm an office administrator for Rhino Linings corporate office.
Okay. Very important gig. Tim, Becky today did 2 out of 5.
All right.
Justin Timberlake was so frustrated by sound issues during a festival gig in the UK that he could be seen yelling at crew on stage. What boy band gave Justin his start? NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, or 98 Degrees?
NSYNC.
Is right. Becky knew that. 1-1. Bruce Springsteen says Billy Joel's melodies are better than his. True or false? Bruce and Billy are both from New Jersey.
I think false.
It is false. Bruce is definitely Jersey. Billy's across the river in New York. Becky didn't know. She went true. 2-1, Tam. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday. HBO's The Penguin had 24 nominations. The Penguin is based on a villain from what superhero's storyline?
Batman.
Batman is right. Becky knew that. 3-2. Genie from Aladdin leads a ranking of the best old cartoon characters. Robin Williams was the voice of Genie, but who played Genie in the 2019 live-action remake of Aladdin?
Was that Will Smith?
It was Will Smith. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, NFL quarterback and notorious jerk Aaron Rodgers lived up to his rep, was a jerk to some fans at a celebrity golf tournament over the weekend. Aaron is currently the quarterback for what NFL team?
Oh, isn't he like going to play for, is he going to play for Tampa Bay or something? He was the Jets, but I'm not sure that he's with them anymore.
So what's your guess?
Tampa Bay. I don't know.
This is going to be his last year, he promises, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Becky didn't know either. 4-2 is the final score. So today, you're not going to win any of Tammy's money. Becky, I'm sorry about that, but we have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to see Dylan Marlowe and join us at the River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort next Thursday.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
All right, Becky. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening. Before you leave, however, I have to have you say this.
I'm Becky in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bachelor in Paradise has entered the KSON studios.
Our friend Marco, entrepreneur, philanthropist, all around damn good dude.
Yes, he is.
Joining us in studio for some big Hollywood breaking news. Hang tight. Hi, Marco.
Hey, hello. Good
How about
morning.
That intro, huh?
A little over the top, but you know I like it. I've been here for a few years, so it's one way to come back.
So, Marco, you not only started Eastbound with two of your very best friends, greatly successful. You've opened many bars throughout the county. You've also expanded your own business into another country. That country would be Costa Rica. And you have now built this beautiful vacation property. What is its name?
It's called the Villa Cielo Sueños. It's just oversized venue for you and your closest 20 to 40 friends.
And this is available for people to rent out for special events, family reunions, or a big group of friends who all want to go on vacation together to this beautiful resort they can.
Yes, of course. Even yourself. I'm leaving tomorrow, so there's an open seat.
All right. All right. See you later, John. Oh.
I wouldn't blame you. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Marco, tell us, if you can, what you can about the latest, I guess, renters of your fine property in Costa Rica?
Right. So there's this really cool opportunity with Bachelor in Paradise. They reached out to the locals in the community where I built my villa, and they said they're looking for a yoga retreat, yoga date. So one of the producers came up there just randomly. They saw it. They loved it. They told their other producers. Next thing you know, 20 more people just showed up.
Wow.
And
like scouts.
Yeah, they
okay.
just said, this is the spot, this is it. There was the girl that was like, we're going to do this. The guy that's, all right, we need the cameras over here. There was just so much going on. So I was like, what is happening? Why are there 20 people here? They're staying at a resort nearby called Azura. And then they just needed a yoga date for the couple that were going to use the house for the event.
Sure. So they wanted to film one of the episodes, one of the dates with one of the couples.
They might use the house for more than just that event, pal. Just throwing it out there. So make sure it's properly sanitized when they leave.
Now, I know that you can't divulge much about that because it hasn't aired yet. I get that. Were you there the whole time that they were filming this, or did they make you leave?
No, yeah, they wanted me there. So the guy that I connected with, he's like my go-to guy at any end of the reality TV show. He says, all right, Marco, we're going to come to you. We're going to come to your house, whether it's Temptation Island, Love Island, Bachelor in Paradise. Like, he has a rotating crew.
Oh, wow.
So he said, yeah, come to your house. Come check it out. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
And then you saw the couple there doing the yoga, and then you saw the yoga teachers. But then it was like 10 to 14 vans just cycling through, bringing all the equipment. And I forgot this was a huge reality TV show. I was like, of course they're going to bring all that stuff.
Yeah.
I saw just one camera, one person, and shoot.
Yeah.
No. So when this episode airs, is there a chance we're going to see you and your handsome face?
No. I was in the backgrounds the entire time.
You are a bachelor still?
I still am, yes.
Okay. And without disclosing too much of your personal life, any chance a producer walked up to you after the filming was done and said, hey, good looking, maybe, you'd be interested in joining the show?
Well, we did discuss it. Obviously, not for Bachelor.
Really?
Not for Bachelor in Paradise. But I told him as a joke, like, yeah, if you want to use this villa for free, I'll be the Bachelor. Just marry me off and we're good to go. I got a little spinoff.
No one's allowed to marry you.
Except
you. I'm sorry. That was a little harsh, wasn't it? No, you cannot get married, Marco.
What's your problem over there? Get in the corner for a little while. You should be ashamed of yourself.
She's very protective.
I am very protective of Marco.
That's
yes,
one
I
way
am.
Of putting it. So, I mean, was there, you were somewhat joking, or were you, I mean, was that tongue in cheek? Or
I was joking the entire way, but if that opportunity presented itself, yeah.
You'd be down.
You take it, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, the interesting part, too, like when they're in this intimate moment of the date, like you just have 20 people behind you, you have cameras all over you, so how do you really put yourself out there intimately in a world where there's 30, 40 people just kind of seeing your every move?
I know you can only disclose a couple tidbits, but can you let us know if there's any drama that ensued or any kind of steamy situations that ensued?
On that, I guess, episode, I haven't seen it yet, but nothing came up that's going to be too big.
Okay.
But obviously, the way these things work, it just leads up to something else. So
sure.
Maybe this date kind of led up something later in the evening when they went back to the resort.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm not too sure.
What an exciting life you lead.
You know,
you've worked hard
little.
To get it, but good for you, man. That's great.
I'm excited to see your villa on TV, too. I mean, that's got to feel good.
Oh, of course. After 3 years of just building this experience, I kind of went more like, how can I make this place a memory, an experience for everybody when they come? And this is actually like, wow, like, this is coming together. And to be given this opportunity is like, there's so many other places they could have picked. And some way, somehow, the dots connected and they met me and they used my place.
Right. I've got a great idea to enhance that memory.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
A live radio show from the villa. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, we can make that work.
Our radio show, though.
Yeah.
I'm somebody else's.
No. John, come on.
John and Tammy, remote. San Diego's morning show in Costa Rica. I think that would be fabulous.
There's been rough.
Some customers, some friends, some listeners.
Okay. We're going to hold you to this, Marco.
I'm not a liar. We're on the radio right now. We'll make it happen.
Thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate seeing you in person.
Thank you. You too.
George Strait. Straight to the Heart, a benefit concert for Hill Country flood victims, is July 27th. It's an indoor dinner and concert. Now, the majority of us can't go to that, probably can't afford the tickets, and that's okay. There'll be plenty of people who can, but there's other ways that you can help out.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can help out tonight and have a great time watching something. It's called Pat Green and Friends, the Texas Flood Relief live stream. It's happening tonight. Obviously live on YouTube from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, 4:30 our time. No audience in attendance, but you have a chance to donate to the victims of the catastrophic floods in Texas. Now, why this is so special, unfortunately, Pat Green, who's one of my favorite artists of all time, lost his brother and his sister-in-law and their family in the floods. They're gone. So this is something that's obviously massively important to Pat Green. And so many artists have stepped up to perform tonight.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, John Party,
Cross Canadian Ragweed, Eli Young Band, Ryan Bingham, Joe Nichols, and so many more are continuing to sign up by the hour. This is going on again on YouTube tonight. It's called Pat Green and Friends, Texas Flood Relief live stream. You can make your donation during the live stream event. Again, 4:30 our time. Pat Green and friends, the Texas Flood Relief live stream.
It's a great way to hear some great artists and help out at the same time.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.